Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager and I get to talk to United States Senator Harry Reid, the Senate Minority Leader. All coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, just 10 minutes east of Sparks, we are constructing a 16-mile expressway connecting I-80 to Highway 50. This expressway provides direct access and will make it much easier to get to work. A direct route for employment opportunities. From 100% fiber optics to clean, reliable power, welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The Nevada mining industry believes that education is the strength of our future. That every child needs knowledge and guidance. That every child must receive a good education to forge a prosperous future. The Nevada mining industry has given over $400 million to support Nevada schools.
Nevada mining built our school.
Nevada mining. It works for Nevada. It's working for you.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Three screens, wireless, broadband, and TV are now coming together. The new AT&T is bringing you all the ways you see your world, all on the most complete and secure network. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
This satellite interview is sponsored by Scott Craigie and Alris Consulting.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined and honored to have United States Senator and the Minority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid. Welcome, Senator, to the program.
Welcome, Senator.
Sam, very happy to be on with you again.
Let's start out with what's happening for the election cycle. It's starting to look like the Democrats can take back the House. How about the Senate?
Well, the prognosticators, Cook has said the House is going to go Democratic. He's going to make his estimate in the next few days is what the Senate's going to do. Right now, if the elections were held, we would win in five states. We would win in Missouri, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Montana, and Rhode Island. And then we're still really in the running right now as we speak, frankly. We're 2 points up in Tennessee. We're, as of the morning's paper, in Virginia, we're up by one. And we're only four behind in Arizona. So we know it's an uphill battle. We have to beat, hold all of our incumbents and beat sitting Republican senators. We can get to five. Getting to six is going to be real tough. So I'm certainly not declaring victory at this time. We're going to pick up seats and change the direction of the country.
Now, Senator, if it became obvious that it was a one-seat difference in picking up the Senate, would you go full bore in favor of Jack Carter?
Well, I'm going full bore right now for Jack Carter. I have been. Jack Carter, as indicated in the morning's polls, is 4 or 5 points behind John Ensign. The state, you see, is like all other states. There's only four states in the Union, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Oklahoma, that the president's positive ratings are higher than the lower ratings. And this is going to be, unless something changes in the next 68 days or whatever it is, we're going to have a sweep. It's going to change things dramatically, and that's going to do work in our down, we say the down ballots. That's why Dina Titus is now, as we speak, ahead in Nevada in the polls. So Jack Carter, I'm going to do everything I can to help him, as I am my other Democratic candidates around the country.
Senator, this is Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal. With Nevada now on the schedule for a Democratic primary in 2008, what type of effect do you think this will have on State Senator Dina Titus's campaign to become Nevada's Democratic governor?
Well, this is going to help. She was in Chicago a week ago last Saturday, working on making sure that we got the caucuses here. We had a few problems that last day, but we came to victory. It's an exciting time for Nevada. It's been wrong what's been going on in this country for decades, that Iowa, that has 2% diversity, and New Hampshire, which has no diversity and no people, would decide who's going to run for president. We changed that. We're now going to have Iowa, we're going to have Nevada, we're going to have New Hampshire, and then we go to North Carolina. This is big for Nevada. It's going to be good for our economy. It's going to be good for the body politic.
Could you explain how that's going to occur? Why is it going to be so good for Nevada's economy, Senator?
Well, we know what happens in Iowa. We've watched it from afar. We know what happens in New Hampshire. All these candidates come. They bring their entourages. They spend money here. They learn more about the state of Iowa and New Hampshire. Now they're going to learn about Nevada. They're going to have to be concerned about Yucca Mountain. They're going to have to be concerned about tourism. You see, the reason this is such an important state, tourism is the number one, two, or three industry in every state in the union. But in addition to that, we have mining. We have ranching and farming. We have a state that is like the rest of the country. We have diversity. We have an Asian American population, a Hispanic population, an African American population. We have 14% union membership of the people who work here. This is a state that people are going to campaign very hard. It's going to be good, I repeat, for the economy, and it's going to be good for the people in Nevada who are interested in government. And those that aren't interested will get interested, because there's going to be a lot of people coming here telling about how good they would be for the country as president.
Senator, former President Jimmy Carter will be in Reno, in Nevada, on behalf of his son Jack Carter, who of course is running for the Senate. What type of push do you think President Carter's visit will give his son in this senatorial election?
Well, I spoke to the president at some length yesterday. We had a nice visit. He's a wonderful man. I care about him so greatly. And as we all know, there's never been an ex-president that's been a better one than President Carter. He's done so well. I, of course, supported him when he ran for president. I was his finance chair in Nevada those many years ago. And having an ex-president come is certainly going to be a plus for whoever he's campaigning for. It's the same with when ex-President Bush comes here and campaigns for people. That's a tremendous plus for whoever he's campaigning for. And in this instance, it's even a closer relationship. It's his son.
Okay, Senator, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more with United States Senator Harry Reid on Nevada Newsmakers right after this.
For a videotape copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The tapes are $20 each, including shipping.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called for. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Hi, Sandy Pierce here to tell you about the BMW Free Service Program and how it covers just about everything. All factory scheduled service, oil changes, brake pads, rotors, bulbs and wipers, including parts and labor. And this is for 4 years or 50,000 miles. BMWs are some of the finest vehicles made, and the added value of free service makes them even better. BMW Free Service is available throughout the U.S., so come in now to Bill Pierce BMW.
My family started this business 27 years ago.
We work hard to serve our customers and our community.
But it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going through the roof.
Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%. Lobby for your interests and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
When making your decision as where to play golf, consider the resort at Red Hawk. You know you have made the right choice the moment you arrive. The friendly staff welcomes you to our award-winning pro shop. You know you've made the right decision on the first tee. The lakes course is in the best condition in years. You know you've made the right choice after you've played 18 holes. The resort at Red Hawk, the right choice.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Harry Reid. Senator, Tessa Hafen is running against John Porter. She's your former press secretary. You've raised a considerable amount of money for her, but she's still got a deficit 3-1 over the money that Congressman Porter has raised. Do you think that you can help her to raise the money to put her on an equal footing with John Porter?
We live in America, and how much money you have is not the determining factor in whether or not you're going to get elected. I would think that John Porter, who worked lockstep with Tom DeLay, who's done more to harm this country in the last 50 years than anybody in government, has a problem. I think someone who has voted the way he has this past Congress and the other Congresses that he served in will certainly not fare well for him. Any Republican candidate who's part of this Republican Congress, which is taking the country in the wrong direction, is in trouble. But John Porter especially, because he's taking money from all these people who have been, in effect, thrown out of the Congress. I just think that this is not a good year for John Porter. Tessa Hafen, her personal life is above reproach. She's a well-educated woman. She comes from a family and has a great lineage. Her father has been a longtime city councilman in the second largest city in Nevada, in Henderson. She's somebody who understands government, and in all of her public appearances, she has been so terribly impressive. And when these debates take place, we've already had one, and she did so well. Even John Ralston, your competitor, talked to me about how well she had done on that debate.
Senator, Tuesday, Republican congressional candidate Sharon Engel of Reno filed papers in Washoe District Court asking that a new primary election be held because of what she called voting irregularities. Now, you've also been in a close race, one or two, especially with Senator Ensign. What do you think about Engel's actions, and how much is this going to help the Democrats now?
Well, my personal feeling is that these lawsuits never help. Recounts rarely amount to anything. I've been involved in a couple myself, as you've mentioned. And I think that John Ensign set the right example. When we were in that very, very close race, he was such a gracious loser. And I think it did him well. Surprisingly, even though he didn't know at the time, Senator Bryan decided not to run for re-election. Because John Ensign handled that loss in such a dignified manner, it set him up to run for the Senate, and now he's a senator. So I think Sharon Engel should have a conversation with Senator Ensign. I think it would do her a lot of good, and I think it would take away this acrimony. You know, I'm always happy to see Republicans fight, but this isn't anything that helps the state of Nevada. She lost. She spent a ton of money, and she should just walk away from this.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say this, because it seems to me that this is a great distraction for Dean Heller. Obviously, this is a district that is heavily Republican and has been since day one. What do you think the chances of Jill Derby, with 18 years as a regent under her belt, even though that's not a paid position, it is a political position, what do you think her chances realistically are of being able to take that seat?
This race is so competitive that the DCCC, which doesn't get involved in races that aren't competitive, has decided to come in and be a player in Nevada. This is very important. Jill Derby is a quality person, born in Lovelock. She's a Nevadan through and through. She knows the state. And I think that Dean Heller is going to have a real race on his hands.
Senator, getting back to Sharon Engel, you mentioned that John Ensign was a gracious loser in the race with you and how it furthered his political career eventually. Do you think that Sharon Engel's political career will be dead if she loses this court battle, which doesn't seem like she's got a good shot right now?
Ray, I've never met Sharon Angle. I don't know anything about her other than what I've read in the papers. And she's being, as you know, supported by out-of-state groups. They've spent a ton of money in the state on her behalf. And I just think that this, all this losing and asking for lawsuits to be filed, I just don't think that's becoming of her. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Let me change.
And as I repeat, you know, I'm happy to see Republicans bashing heads here, but you asked me a question, and I'm trying to be just as candid as I can be. I don't think it's the right thing for her.
I believe candid is exactly what you're being, Senator. The Southern Nevada Lands Act has been extraordinarily successful both for Southern Nevada and Lake Tahoe. You and Senator Ensign introduced the White Pines Lands Act. Senator Ensign was on the program last week talking about this, the fact that you need unanimous consent to get it through this session in both houses. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, we're certainly going to try. It's very important for Nevada. I'm going to White Pine County tomorrow. I'm going to spend the day there. It's an important, we're going to talk, Senator Ensign and I are going to have a town hall meeting. I'm going to travel White Pine County looking at some of these wonderful wilderness areas that is in this bill. I just hope we can get it done. We've done the Southern Nevada Lands Bill. We've done the Lincoln County Bill. We're looking to get, in the next couple of years, to knock off most of the 17 counties. And when I say knock them off, take them off the list. We only do these with local input. The reason this White Pine County bill is where it is because the people of White Pine County want this done.
Okay, Senator, we're going to take another quick break. More with United States Senator Harry Reid on Nevada Newsmakers right after this timeout.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
This is one of Sierra Power's main generating plants. It's right next door to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. These plants provide all the clean, reliable power that businesses need. TRI has three independent power generation facilities on site. For sensitive manufacturing companies and high-tech firms, this benefit is invaluable. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, the folks at Van Dyne Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used ProGroup. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call ProGroup today. Okay, spot me.
ProGroup Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Harry Reid.
Senator, I'm real curious about this. I'm following up on perhaps a blogging rumor. Now, if the Democrats take the majority in the Senate, would you conceivably step aside so that someone like Hillary Clinton could become the majority leader, which may enhance her bid to run for president in 08?
Hillary and I have talked about this. Is so silly. I'd like to think that all my elections on a statewide basis were run fair and reasonable, and I'm going to continue to do that. I mean, Hillary Clinton's not a player in being elected to the to take my job. She's not interested in it. This is, I don't know who put this story in. Maybe it was one of her opponents. I don't know. But as I said, Hillary and I have laughed about this. This is. I wish there was a way I could describe it other than just kind of silly.
Okay.
Let's talk about what happened to Tom Daschle in the last election. Even though he was minority and majority leader for a time, he was defeated because the people of South Dakota were told that their senator wasn't representing them. He was representing the National Party, and that wasn't in line with South Dakota's politics. Now it's already started where national figures are attacking you, and it's spreading to Nevada. Even though you're not up for re-election for four more years, how do you intend to combat that?
Sam, I was born in Nevada, still have my home in Searchlight. My job comes as a result of a contract I have with the people of the state of Nevada. I have 4 years to go on that contract. I do everything I can to represent the people of the state of Nevada in a fashion that I think represents well to them. And I'm going to continue to do that. I'm fortunate to have the job that I have. As a result of this job, I'm able to do so many things for the state of Nevada that I couldn't do before, not only as the leader, but also as a senior member of the Appropriations Committee. I'm going to continue to do that. And I would also say this. The perfect storm hit Senator Daschle, and I'm not here to defend him. You know, two-thirds of that state is Republican. Nevada is a state that we have a few more Democrats and Republicans in the state, but as we know, I pride myself in being independent like Nevada, and I'm going to continue being independent. I'm going to oppose the president when I think it's appropriate. I don't like to oppose the president as much as I have. I didn't oppose his father. I didn't oppose President Reagan. But even though I don't like to do this, I have a job to do, representing the people of the state of Nevada. I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to criticize the president when necessary, and I'm going to support him when necessary. And I think that's my job, and I think that's what the people of the state of Nevada expect me to do.
Senator, after British officials recently uncovered an alleged plot to blow up flights to the United States, you were quoted as saying that this plot should serve as a reminder to Americans that this country needs to shift its attentions from the war in Iraq to the war on terrorism. Could you expand on that, sir?
Yeah, the reason that I said this is that the president, as soon as this happened, he said, America is safer now than we were before 9/11. I had to respond to that. That's simply not true. We all feel so grateful that we haven't had a terrorist act since then. But we have this intractable war going on in Iraq. American people are being asked to pay through taxes $3 billion a week for that. 2,600 soldiers plus have been killed, 10 in the last 2 days. 20,000 wounded, a third of them grievously, losing eyes and limbs, paralysis, brain damage. And I'm saying that we aren't safer now than we were before 9/11. We have asked this president and the Republican Congress to help us with having safer ports. Only 5% of the cargoes coming into this country are checked. If I sit next to somebody on an airplane, I feel good that that person is not a terrorist. But what is in the cargo of that airplane? We've asked the president for money for that. We don't get it. Chemical plants, nuclear plants, the ability for first responders to communicate with each other. And we have offered amendments, and we've been defeated on a straight party line vote. That doesn't make me feel good, and that's why I responded in the manner that I did.
Okay, Senator, let's turn our attention to the hottest topic in the nation, which is immigration. The president had an idea for a bill, the Senate had come out with a bill, the House of Representatives had come out with a bill. Is it too difficult in this politically charged atmosphere in an election year to get this done this year?
The president has said that he supports our legislation. That is the Senate legislation that did an excellent job. Our legislation did an excellent job of tightening our borders. It also set a pathway to legalization for 11 or 12 million people who are here illegally. And what does that do? They have to pay taxes, they have to have jobs, they have to have no crimes They have to make sure that they understand English. And then they're put to the back of the line, taking as many as 15 years, but at least they can come out of the shadows and be productive participants in our society. We also have in there a program for a temporary guest worker program that's so badly needed in Nevada. And also what we had is having employer sanctions mean something. Now that's what the president said he supports. This bipartisan bill that we were able to work and pass in the Senate. The House bill, to the contrary, is a terrible bill. For example, if a Catholic priest gives communion to someone that has bad papers undocumented, he's a felon. If a social worker helps somebody that has bad papers, a felon. If somebody goes to an emergency room, the nurse and doctor who help that person are felons.
Senator, unfortunately,
The House bill is bad. The Senate bill is good. We need to work them out.
Okay, Senator, thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it. Always appreciate you having you on the program.
Thank you, Senator. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Thank you. After this.
This satellite interview is sponsored by Scott Craigie and Alris Consulting.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Three screens, wireless, broadband, and TV are now coming together. The new AT&T is bringing you all the ways you see your world, all on the most complete and secure network. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, give Marilyn Miner a call at Dixon Realty. A native Nevadan who knows the area, Marilyn is someone you can trust to get you the best real estate value.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Miner. I love the Truckee Meadows. I've raised my children here, and I'd be complimented to help you buy or sell your home.
To find out the value of your home, call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty today, 742-1280.
Nevada offers great outdoor adventure, and Michael Holt Subaru offers the rugged spirit and performance of the 2006 Subaru B9 Tribeca.
Hi, I'm Matthew Hole from Michael Holt Subaru in Carson City. Right now, lease a 2006 Subaru B9 Tribeca for 36 months at just $279 a month. Or buy a new 06 Subaru B9 Tribeca with 0% financing. Available now. Jeez, Ross, you need to spend more time on the driving range. Remember, if you don't shop Michael Hole, you'll pay too much.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Play over 480 of the hottest slots and video poker games. Enjoy hot times and sizzling food specials at Sully's Sports Bar, Grill, and Nightclub. Watch your favorite game on one of our jumbo high-definition plasma TVs. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. Or sample the best hot and cold sandwiches in the Whistle Stop Deli. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun. South Virginia and Abadi Ranch Parkway. Yeah.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can always watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, if you own an audio or video iPod, it's available free of charge at iTunes.
Sam, tomorrow we have Republican political powerhouse Pete Ernott, Governor Gwynne's former chief of staff.
It will be a very lively show. Trust me on that. We'll see you next time right here on Nevada Newsmakers.